Do we have approval of the minutes from July 1st and July 22nd?
So moved, Potter.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Carries. Thank you. Okay. All right. We'll start out with the sheriff's office.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Just a couple things. First is looking for approval to accept the agreement with OCA to provide the security coverage for the courts.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and second. Is there any questions?
Are there any changes over previous year's agreements?
No, does not appear that there is.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Second, looking for approval to enter an agreement with LMC, who is the low bidder for boiler replacement.
Brian O'Neill.
Join the meeting.
I believe this was part of the capital project, I believe. Mr. Wheeler, if you can help me with that.
Yeah, it was capital.
Do you have a price on what that bid came in at?
Yep. $37,925.
Second.
Get a motion?
I do.
Okay. Motion by Wendy. Second. Go ahead, Fred.
Has this been planned?
Yeah. Like the major mentioned, it's part of the capital project. So
okay.
It's been in process. I mean, really, they've been planning it for a while, but it went out to bid through purchasing and everything. So we're in good shape.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right. And the last thing I have is to enter into a maintenance agreement with Upstate Medical Physics. This is for the body scanner that we recently purchased. There has to be a physicist that comes down every year and evaluates it to make sure people aren't glowing, I guess. I don't know really what it is. But in order for us to use it by the Department of Health, it has to be inspected by a physicist every year. So it's supposed to be for a 5-year agreement.
And while we have a lot of titles here at the county, we do not have physicists. So yeah, we need a county.
Is the body scanner in and working? Or are you guys?
It is in. It is capable of working, but we have not used it yet because we do not have the certification, which is what this would be.
Okay.
So as soon as we get the certification for it, then the company will come back in and they will do training on it, and then we'll start using it.
But the agreement comes first before certification.
Correct. Okay. So just so they can come down and do the initial inspection, and then we'll be good to go.
Is this budgeted?
I don't believe we budgeted in a line item, but for this, we'll be able to have enough within the jail budget to be.
It was like $1,900.
Yeah. So between other expenses that we budget, you know, for the unexpected, they'll have enough in there.
It probably wasn't budgeted because the scanner wasn't budgeted. It was a grant.
Okay.
So it wasn't planned in last year.
No, the body scanner was local.
Well, I thought the scanner was the grant money.
No.
Okay.
No, we budgeted that local, but just for clarification purposes.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that was something that when we talked about it during budget, I wasn't, you know, I don't think anyone was really aware we needed a visit. Right.
I would.
But they have enough in other expenses and elsewhere to be able to cover it.
I'll move it.
Right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? If not, go ahead, Hilda.
I just wanted to thank Dave and the kitchen manager for delivering the wonderful produce, that's surplus produce from the jail. We have about 300 pounds so far.
Close to 500, I think.
Close to 500, I'm sorry. Oh, 300 was the last. And it's at the food pantry in Corning, and it's really appreciated, and we go to a lot of people who really deserve it and need it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right. And we still need to vote on the last thing. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carries.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning.
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 Just got a couple of contracts here that need renewal. First is our DLAN maintenance agreement. This is for our disaster land. This is our EOC management software that we use. This is funded through Homeland Security, $18,912.61, and this is a multi-year contract, so fixed price.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carries. Thank you.
Next is the NetMotion contract renewal. This is for the mobile devices on the CAD system for 911, $20,595.60, and I believe this is, again, a fixed price.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Eagle View pictometry contract renewal. This is a renewal for our pictometry software. This is the annual software for us to have the licenses to operate the pictometry, $8,290.
Tim, is that the same pictometry that like they use for real property?
Yep. Yep. Same thing.
So does each department pay the $8,200?
No, we pay that, and then each department has access to it.
Yeah, we've historically just budgeted it in 911 and not spread the cost.
Yeah. No, and that's fine. I just didn't know if it was actually like 24 and you paid $8. They
nope.
Pay.
Okay. Nope.
Right. Thank you.
Go ahead, is this the same price that it has been?
I believe so. I wasn't aware of what the price was last year, and I didn't look it up, so I apologize for that. I believe it's very, very similar to where it normally is.
I'll move it.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any other questions?
I'm just wondering, with pictometry, where are we in the, is it a three-year cycle?
It's generally three-year cycles. Are we in year two?
So talking with Alan, our GIS technician, he recommended we'll be at three next year for 2025. So he recommended either a flight, either budgeted for the spring or for the fall. And that's where the big cost comes in, is yeah. when we do the flights.
Yeah. So can you explain to the new legislators what that costs?
Yeah, it's multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars because it is this company flying over in a grid pattern our county to get really detailed, is it 3-inch or whatever, orthos views of the property. And then we also have, so we use it for 911. Obviously, we want to know if there are new houses built, if there are, changes, alterations, those sort of things. So it's good for 911. It's good for law enforcement to have access, but also it is utilized for real property, and real property and some of the local assessors utilize the change finder view. So this pictometry can actually look in and see, did someone build an addition on their house and not go to the town to get a permit? And obviously the assessment wouldn't catch that. So it's used in multiple cases, but we routinely have flown every 3 years because, you know, we can't rely upon Google or some of the other imagery that is multiple years old.
And it's normally $350,000.
Roughly, yeah. And we've done it a few ways in the past. We have done it where the 3-year contract, we spread the flight cost. So we pay essentially the same for 3 years, and that flight cost is spread. We've done it where we take the big hit 1 year and then it drops for 2 years, and then we take the big hit again. So we'll have to see, and budget time obviously is coming up, so we'll have to get quotes from them and see, because we normally have them quote it both ways.
Okay.
And there's pros and cons with each approach, but, you know, more to come on that.
Yeah, we also look at the size of the imagery that we get, whether we get, you know, 3 foot versus 4 foot versus 6 foot, you know, that also is an effect on the cost.
Right.
And I know the assessors, I mean, every one of them thinks that's the, you know, great thing. And it is very clear in Bath. They used it there a couple of years ago, and they had a real tight tarp on a wood pile, and they thought it was the roof of the building. So they came out and checked it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is.
That's why you always buy green tarps.
So it does work. All right. We have a motion in a second. Is there any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. Final is the acceptance of the hazard mitigation planning grant. It is time for us to update our hazard mitigation plan. That's a 5-year cycle, and FEMA funds the planning process for that, which is a total of $150,000. This is actually a 75-25 match. The county would have to encompass about $37,500. What we typically do with this grant is in-kind services for the cost of the folks that are working within the county on this project. And we include municipalities and other folks. Southern Tier Central Regional Planning helps out quite a bit with it. So usually we can cover the in-kind services to cover the 25% that the county would be responsible for. So the total grant is $150,000. The federal share is $112,500. Which typically we use for contract services, contract somebody to come in and do this planning process. If you're familiar with the hazard mitigation plan, you can look at it. It's online. It's about a 500-page document. It's very intensive and includes all of the municipalities or the majority of the municipalities within the county because it's a multi-jurisdictional plan. Only the county can write the plan. Local jurisdictions can't write their own plan, so they have to be part of the county plan. And what this does is allows them to be eligible for FEMA hazard mitigation grant funds. So if they have projects that they want to complete, culvert jobs, stream bank stabilization, if they want to buy out properties, they can apply for hazard mitigation grant funds to do those type of projects. This allows them to be eligible to do that.
Go ahead, Fred.
If memory serves correctly, the towns have an opportunity to have input into this.
That they have to have input into this. So we have various different town hall meetings, include the towns, bring them in, meet with the consultants, talk about projects that they want to complete. That's all got to be documented in the plan.
Yeah, they have to. And that's a good point. And generally, you know, it works out just fine. And obviously we want their input as well. But there have been cases since I've been here, certainly since Tim has been here, where, you know, maybe because there's a new town supervisor or something like that, that they don't participate, that we have to actively say you need to participate in this because we don't want them to lose the eligibility. You know, if something unforeseen happens, they have to participate.
There are some new town supervisors. Do we reach out to them and let them know that this is?
Yep. Yeah, and
I'm always send a letter of what it is and asking to fill out the questions.
Yeah, and only, I mean, it's rare, but I think the last time around we had one town.
Well, I think there were maybe five that maybe didn't participate. And typically the ones that don't participate are the ones that would be difficult to meet the 25% match on a 75-25 project, you know, because when you start looking at some of these projects and you're talking about, maybe $100,000 project at 25% could take up a good chunk of a small jurisdiction's budget, you know? So some of the municipalities don't participate only because of the fact that they just don't have the budget to be able to even do the 25% match of a project. So, you know, or they just haven't identified any projects and they don't think they need it. So.
And I'm pretty sure Tim sends out a second email because I think I got it and can't vote for not filling it out.
Yep.
They don't. You have to think about what could happen also.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are there any other questions for Tim on this grant? I don't think we have a motion.
I'll move it.
Fred?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries.
The only other thing I wanted to do was just I sent out a report on the EMS activities for July. Our EMS service went into service on July the 2nd. We got our certification from New York State Department of Health. They came in on the 1st, did an inspection, Got our certification that evening, so we were able to go into business on the second. Since that time frame, the Woodhull crew has run 29 calls, 8 of those in Woodhull, and the rest were mutual aid to Addison, Troopsburg, Jasper, and Cameron. Our ALS paramedic unit actually ran 92 calls for the month. They pretty much covered everywhere in the whole county, from Wayland all the way to Lindley. They covered a lot of territory up to Prattsburg and Pulteney. So they're covering a lot of ground, and definitely has made an impact on the community for sure. Brandon himself has run about 18 calls during the month of July. Some of those when he was on duty, he took some shifts, and then also when he was in the office was able to respond and pick up a second call that was needed in the community. So we've definitely made an impact. I think things are moving forward. You can also see there that Brandon Owens, our deputy sheriff that's also a paramedic, he also responded to 5 calls and provided ALS assistance. So it's making an impact on a community. Have nothing but positive feedback so far from both the first responders and the community residents. So don't know if anybody's got their bill yet. But
will you be doing a report like this each month?
We could put a report like this together.
Because I think even if it's not monthly, if it was even bi-monthly, I think for all of us, because I know personally, seeing that is covering the whole county,
yep,
lets us know that we're not doing it for one area. Because like your email, when you sent that out, representing, 12, 14 towns, lets us know that it's not all, in one town.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this included a call into Lindley for AMR, where AMR didn't have a paramedic available. So our paramedic went and interfaced with their BLS rig in the field. So, we're touching each community.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I received positive feedback on this also, and it's greatly appreciated, especially in my area.
They're making a big impact down there. There's been some pretty serious calls that our medics have handled in the last month, and can potentially be life-changing. So
thank you. Are there any other questions for Tim on anything?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Gary.
Just lately, the New York Electric is starting to put in automatic meters.
Yes.
Is that going to interfere with our systems at all?
No, it shouldn't interfere. Actually, it'll make things better, because we'll know a little bit better on how many customers they have as real time as outages. Because basically what they present right now is how many properties are on a circuit. So when we get the number of outages, it's kind of an estimate based upon the number of circuits that they have out. Once they have the smart meters in place, we'll have a total number of outages for customers. That'll be truly an effective means for us to identify how many customers are without power.
The microwave's not going to bother our system?
Nope. No, because actually most of our system currently is running on the fiber with a microwave backup. So no, it's not going to, they're in a different band spectrum than what we're in. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Go ahead, Carol.
Is our billing for EMS comparable to AMRs, or do you have that information?
So we do have a billing company. I don't know exactly the rates. And again, rates are set based upon Medicare, Medicaid rate for each, area. So I don't specifically have, the difference between what AMR is billing and what we're billing, but it's comparable to what it is nationwide.
Thank you.
Yep.
Has there been any, since you've been operating for a month, has there been any confusion of any, like the residents, especially in Fred's areas, as far as
that I've heard? We've had, of course, we've had a few calls where, we have an ALS unit that's responding. Our ALS is moving to a different area. They get a call, so they get moved, so there's some shuffling around. There's a little growing pains that we have to work out. But overall, I think it's working really well. We've even seen where a paramedic unit in the Bath area needed an extra hand, so he called our medic unit and they assisted, or Brandon, and they came out and assisted. So, You know, when they need extra hands, they'll call our unit. They'll call the closest ALS unit. And that's what our dispatch has been advised. You know, you're not to call a specific unit,
right.
Call the closest or next available unit that you can get.
Thank you, Tim.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Not great. Unless you want to talk about probation.
No.
Good morning.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Craig Pomplis. I've been Cheryl Crocker's deputy for several years. Cheryl retired this past month, so here I am on our behalf. We have in front of you a contract that was up for renewal. And in that process of renewing it, we realized, or I was told, that it's never been vetted through the Public Safety Committee. So here we are 13 years later. So the contract is with Alcohol Monitoring Systems, AMS Incorporated. They provide our alcohol sensing ankle monitors, as well as our GPS monitors that we use for offenders. As I said, we've worked with them since 2011. There's not a specific contract cost. It's a fee for service. So there is a daily monitoring fee for the services they provide to us by analyzing the data from the GPS ankle monitors and the alcohol sensing monitors. Over the years, our fleet of these units has grown. The initial units came from a grant that the court system won. Judge Bradstreet led that. And in the intervening years, we've had a lot of support, primarily from the Public Defender's Office, through grant funds to purchase additional units. We have 12 of the alcohol sensing units and 26 GPS monitors. We use those for a variety of purposes. We use them with our pretrial release program. We use them with criminal offenders who are under supervision. We use them with juveniles. We can avoid costs for housing people in the jail. We can avoid even greater costs for housing our juveniles in detention or times when detention beds aren't available. We use them heavily during the closures during the pandemic when our juvenile detention was closed and we didn't have anywhere for juveniles who needed to be confined. So we've had a lot of experience with it. It's been a great partnership with that program.
How long is the contract supposed to be?
Pardon me?
How long is the contract supposed to be?
It was a three-year renewal. And there were some marginal changes in our daily monitoring fees. Frankly, it's a bargain. It's about $3 a day for the GPS monitoring. So if we can do a home confinement for someone, it's costing the county $3 a day. And honestly, most of those fees are covered by a different grant from the Public Defender's Office that they support if the client has been represented by their office. So frankly, in a given year, I don't have a dollar amount, but you know, we cover the cost of the juveniles and very occasionally small dollar amounts. This program operates really at very little cost to the county.
I'll move it. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jen, you're up.
Good morning.
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 Just a few things for you this morning, all for Public Defender. First request, we would like to create one full-time Senior Assistant Public Defender, Management Grade K. Any other questions? Sean can explain the need for that one.
For the first one and the second one, this is a combination. We have completed our sort of renewal of the Harrell Herring settlement. And this is represented in the form of a new contract. The contract is sort of labeled as years 6, 7, and 8. We're already deep into 6, but we finally got the budget set, the contract signed. And the Office of Indigent Legal Services, their math is a little bit different than mine. However, in this last round, they concluded that in order to make sure that we are under our mandatory caseload caps, that we create these two additional positions so that we have enough of a buffer to keep everything where it's supposed to be. And actually, it comes at a very good time because I believe in about a month, month and a half, I will have all of my positions filled in both bureaus. So to have the extra spots for the incoming folks would be great. And there's enough money there to do the senior position so that if I get somebody with enough experience and it's warranted, we can take a look at that. If that's not panning out, I'll be back to downgrade that to a regular APD.
We have any questions, Sean?
I'll move it.
We have a motion. Do we have
second?
Go ahead, Carol.
So this is the second grade management that you've put forth, grade K. So do we have candidates, or you're yes. still looking to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Second request is to create one part-time assistant public defender. I think that's a management grade J.
Yes.
Under the same program, I believe.
Correct.
Sean just gave us a brief update on that at the same time. So is there any other questions for Sean on the second?
Motion.
We got a motion with Scott.
I'll second it.
Got a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right. Third and final one from me is to reclassify one vacant assistant public defender, that's the management grade J, to a senior assistant public defender, again, in the management grade K.
That's on the family court side. That particular position is covered by another grant, not Harrell Herring, but it's known as CLR-3, I believe, which is caseload reduction. And I have a candidate for that I believe will warrant the discussion about the senior position and those types of things. And it's, again, this is akin to the Office of Indigent Legal Services is now doing on the family court side of things what they've done on the criminal side. They've recognized that family court matters have been neglected, pun intended, and we need to make some changes there. So this is their soft version of a Harrell Herring lawsuit situation.
Yeah,
get ahead of it and do it before there's an issue.
Which, for those who were around when Harrell Herring was settled, I think Mark was still here, Mark Alger, and we were talking about the fact that someday this is going to translate to family court, even though it doesn't apply to them.
Yeah.
They're not going to leave that alone. The good news is, candidly, I didn't expect the state to come up with grant funds. I thought they were just going to say this also applies to family court and counties pay for it. But the fact that they did put some funding available and Sean was able to leverage that is a big deal. So at least for the time being, you know, we're augmented by state funding to do that. Now, who knows what the future looks like on the family court side? They could more easily take that funding away than they could the criminal court side under Harrell Herring. But hope is Sean will continue to do a great job keeping an eye on those grants, and hopefully that can continue.
I'll move it.
Right. We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions about the third one? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
But before I step down, I just wanted to offer some thanks to a couple of individuals. Since I last saw you, I returned to the New York State Defenders Annual Conference. You may recall last year the office received an award. This year was no different. We received another award. Specifically, I suggested that they honor my deputy, Casey Rogers, for her zealous advocacy and her fantastic defense work. They're very familiar with her. And so when we went to Saratoga a few weeks ago, she was honored with the Kevin J. Anderson Award. So the state is acknowledging, again, what we're doing. I'm very proud of her and very proud of the team and the family that we've been able to build with your help. And I wanted to thank Mary very much for putting together a lovely piece that folks can read about the things that we do. So my appreciation. Thanks very much.
Well done.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Do you have anything, Jay?
Nope.
Anybody else on the committee?
I just had a point.
Scott.
If anyone saw the Corning Leader this morning, the front page article is Southern Tier Cannabis Shops Shuttered in Crackdown. It went on to explain that New York State has been actively shutting these down, 1,000 of them in the city, 230 upstate. In our area, there's one in Alfred, one in Watkins Glen, two in Horseheads. Governor Hochul in April unveiled an initiative to shut down illicit cannabis operations. On May 21st, she launched a task force led by New York State Police First Deputy Superintendent. The task force is a statewide effort to coordinate staff from several agencies to combat the illegal cannabis market. So I guess my question is, are we involved in that? I mean, we're putting together a civil law, but is the sheriff's organization aware and involved in that?
I'm not sure. We had, email communication going back and forth. I believe the sheriff and the DA were on that, where there are essentially, that is one of the two options. The one option or scenario is the civil law, the local law. The other under the budget is this task force that they created. And that is the one where OCM is the regulatory agency. And they, along with others, do the inspections, find out are they licensed, whatever. So they are taking referrals. And I think I sent an email at one point that if anyone is aware, I could make a referral, that if anyone had addresses of shops, send them to me, and I can send it to my contact at OCM and ask them to get it on the list. So two paths.
Okay.
That is a separate one, though, that was created under the budget as well.
Are there any other questions, comments?
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Yeah.